If the wins over Macclesfield, Ebbsfleet and Woking had been Jekyll, then Hyde was, well, Hyde really.
Here's Jevons again! It's a hat-trick for Phil Jevons! Hyde just worked their way through. It's Hyde 5, Hereford United 2.
Very poor. I thought we looked like 11 individuals today. Rather, as what I'm saying to the players is that group ethic and working hard for each other.
Almost a week on, and Martin Foyle admits there's been plenty of time for everyone to reflect on last weekend's performance.
I've got to say, it's been a horrible week. It's been a long week. Personally, if we could have got something, I'd have given the boys a few extra days off because they have actually worked very, very hard in training and games. But that was a killer blow to us. But maybe it's a wake-up call.
There were not too many bright spots in that Hyde game, but the one major plus point was Ryan Bowman's brace.
Header, it's into the back of the net. Hereford are in front. Ryan Bowman, the goal scorer. 4 minutes on the clock into the area. Chips it through. Bowman with a header. Oh, yes!
About.
Fine header from Bowman. Hereford back in the hunt.
As for today's hosts, well, the United manager feels Dartford will be another serious test of character for his squad.
London teams, aren't they? You know, the unexpected at home, but away, I don't think London teams travel as well. So it's gonna be a good, tough test. You know, they've won 3 at home, very similar to ourselves. So we've got to make sure we're on our front foot and we've got to take the game to them again.
The Bulls boss has moved to strengthen his defensive options this week with the arrival on non-contract terms of Byron Anthony. He, of course, spent time at Edgar Street last season. There's also better news over both Marley Watkins and Marlon Jackson.
Marley's training again, so yeah, he should be fine for the weekend. Marlon, whether I take the risk or not and give him another week to make sure he's 100% right, I don't know, but training will make that decision for me.